Hi, I'm Jeremy Welts. I serve on the, the Outlook Outreach Committee. I'm just nervous because I actually, for a change, I have a written thing in front of me, and I usually used to just speak it. Marty asked me to come up here and talk about our stewardship drive. Most of you have probably gotten a mailing this week about walking in love. And what Marty asked me to do was, he said, you know, would you mind talking about why, you know, what it is in your heart, in your mind, that makes you want to support Christ Church and pledge to the church? So, you know, it's a wonderful theme for a stewardship campaign because our family here at Christ Church truly walks in love already. We just want to continue it. When he asked me to speak for a minute or two about why the church and how the church fills such an important part of my life and why I pledge my financial support, I was torn among many topics. Three of them primarily, you know, our outreach program, our clergy and wonderful congregation, our open and welcoming people here, and finally, something so near and dear to my heart, is our music program. It contributes so hugely to our singular collective ability to walk in love. So I kept drafting things up, and I realized I couldn't make one more important than the other, so you're stuck hearing me talk about all three, which will take about 2 minutes, I promise, all right? When I first moved here in 2012, I asked around, is there a good Episcopal church here with a good music program? You see, I'd been raised in another Christ church, you know, as a five-year-old where I started out, in Waltham, Massachusetts, Christ Episcopal Church. And I was voluntold to sing in the junior choir, and which I did until my voice broke, and by that point I volunteered to sing in the senior choir until I got my draft notice and I had to leave Massachusetts. I learned over the years as a church chorister and as a musician, because I was trained as one, how the musical portion of the liturgy made things feel complete to me. The music spoke a language that my heart and my soul understood without analysis. And I knew how much music affected us, whether subliminally or directly. And the person I asked about this knew what music meant to me and said, you must go to Christ Church. And I did. And here's what I found. When I first walked up in front of the church, there was Judy Whiting. I didn't know Judy. She knew me, or it felt like she knew me. You know, she had a look on her face that said more than welcome. She said, you know, look, here's someone I haven't seen before. Here's somebody new coming to join us. How great. Like, what a wonderful way to be welcomed. And then I came in to the service, and Webster and Bridget, they shocked me. I was old church. I was New England church, right? They were speed reading. I said, man, this doesn't happen, you know. We're getting through this stuff, you know, just, it works out great. And I thought, you know what, this might not be an ordinary Episcopal church. It might be a little bit different. Bridget's sermon was clear. It applied to our lives and what we were doing in the world. These are things that I personally cherish greatly. I spent most of my adult career trying to make things simple, not make them hard. And that's what I got, was how to make things work. I heard how Webster raises his inflection. Did you ever notice when he says, may the Lord be with you? It's always the you is uprising when he says it. Instead of bestowing it on you, may the Lord be with you. May the Lord be with you. You know, doesn't that make you feel more invited or more personally involved in the prayer? You're joining in. You know, you're joined into the community. I heard in the announcements about a mission trip that had just come back from the Dominican Republic. And I thought, this sounds pretty cool. And the music, oh, mercy. The music was not just good. It was and is, it's marvelous. Did you ever think while you're singing a hymn, hey, these words sound a lot like today's gospel reading. What a coincidence. Or, gee, the title of the anthem being sung by the choir is from the psalm we sang earlier. Look at the title of the anthem in your program right now and think about the sermon you just heard a couple minutes ago. Or how the sounds from this marvelous organ change during singing. Sometimes they make you feel a little fuller. It makes you feel a little more reinforced in your desire, your ability to freely proclaim the glory of God. Or you get a little shiver when Jim starts ringing those little bells during the Sanctus. See how the music affects your worship. Well, none of that's serendipitous. That's part of Jim Krewald's ministry. It's a ministry who, you know, to augment our worship in ways that work through a combination of spoken and unspoken language, language with direct access to our hearts and souls. They don't need filters or interpretation. It fills our spiritual cup. So the service was over. I get invited. I go to the coffee hour. And you're not going to believe this, but I'm really a pretty shy person. And I'm not very good at approaching people I've never met or whatever, but you guys are great at approaching us. You know, I found myself being greeted and welcomed by people I'd never met before. Bill Endorf, Chris Ferguson, they both introduced themselves, you know, basically, who are you, where you're from, you know, and welcome to be here. I saw Ann and Jim Taylor. They had these name badges on with the Episcopal shield. I thought, that is really cool because I am awful at remembering names. And then I met Linda Mead. And Linda said something to me like, you know, oh, I haven't seen you before here. How are you? What did you think of our service? What do you think of our church? And I just said to her, you know, I loved the service. It was wonderful. I do have a question. My question is, I heard about the mission trip to the Dominican Republic. Does Christ Church do things within our own backyard as well? And instead of giving me a lecture and answering my question, you know what Linda did? She basically said, why don't you come and join us at our outreach committee meeting next Tuesday night? That'll give you a much better idea of what we do than I could explain it now. Well, you know, hook, set, reel it in. And I went to that meeting, and I learned about how Christ Church not only had a family within that walks in love, but how it extends that family and that love to our community and to our world. And that's why when I got my pledge card this weekend, I had no problem sitting down and thinking about how full my cup was, how much this church does for me, and I looked in my heart to see how much can I do for this church. And I hope you all do the same. And I'm sorry to take so much time saying it.
Martha, you're up.